Hi, and thanks for listening to Sounds and Something Else. I'm your host, Lee McAdams. I had a great weekend this past weekend. I played out at the Parlor in Providence, Rhode Island with Sergeant Baker and the Clones. We had a great time. Just want to thank everyone who was there again. And I want to thank Electric Pison for putting the event together. And I had a couple late nights, so I'm coming at you with the podcast a day late this week. But my guest today is Dylan LaFave. He's an indie pop singer and songwriter from Toronto, Canada. He got his start posting covers on YouTube, where his following quickly grew. Since then, he has started writing his own songs, and his single Untold Secrets now has over 600,000 streams just on Spotify alone. It's pretty impressive. He has a new single out called Get You Through. So he called me and we got to talk a little bit about his creative process and his musical background and his new single, which is available everywhere now. So here he is, Dylan LaFave.
God, I haven't used Zoom in so long. There we go.
There you are.
There we go.
Cool.
All right.
Hey, Dylan. It's nice to meet you.
You as well. How's it going?
Good. Good. Thanks for joining me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're calling me from Toronto?
I am calling you from Toronto.
Cool.
How about you? Where are you in the world?
I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, the United States. Yeah.
Very nice.
So was there a moment in time or maybe a certain artist or album that inspired you to start getting into music?
Well, there was a lot of, I think, people when I was growing up that inspired me to do the music, but mainly it was from my siblings who also sing themselves. My sister had like a YouTube channel when she was a lot younger, and I would go home and mock her kind of like in the closet and just hide like when I was like 10 years old and just record these covers. And I think that kind of like built me up to the music, you know, like I eventually became so in love with it and I started posting videos of my own, and it kind of, I guess my sister is to thank for the music. I don't know. Like, yeah. I think there's not really one specific person that made me want to do it. I think I just love the hard work of people. And yeah. So
cool.
Yeah. Pretty strange inspiration, but yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Did you kind of grow up in a musical family?
Yeah. So we had a lot of instruments around the house. And unfortunately, I was never really taught how to play an instrument when I was younger. But that didn't stop me from, you know, going on the piano and kind of playing whatever and hoping something decent would come out of it. But yeah, my whole family sings, my brother, my sister, and my mom all sing. So I kind of always did it, and they're all a lot older than me. So they were able to kind of teach me how to sing and how to interpret music. So that was pretty great. Yeah.
Nice. So when did you kind of start writing songs on your own?
So I started writing songs when I was like 15 at the end of high school. It kind of served as a form of therapy for me because of, you know, high school, it wasn't the best time for me, especially towards the end. So I kind of would go home and write these songs and, you know, kind of never really did anything with them because I was just like, it's helping my mental health. And I think I just kind of want to keep it to myself. And yeah, I wrote bunches of songs when I was in high school and never really did anything with them.
Yeah. So your first release, was that Fragile?
Yeah.
In 2019?
Yes. And that was a cover of a song that I loved at the time. And yeah, it kind of just served as a way of me saying like, hi, I'm here now and I'm going to do this for real. And it kind of served as like a big, I don't know if I can swear on this, but
yeah, definitely.
It kind of served as a big fuck you to everyone in my high school. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And were you, or are you still at all like recording and mixing anything on your own?
Yes. So I've been trying to produce my own vocals for a while now, and I've kind of gotten like a little bit better at it. However, right now I'm still relying on my producer to do that stuff for me, but I am actively learning and actively trying because I think it's very inspiring when people can do, you know, the whole writing, recording, and the producing. I think it's very very good. So definitely. I'm eventually hopefully going to be there.
Yeah. Do you have like a certain producer that you work with frequently or that you prefer to work with?
Yes. So right now I've been working with the same producer for the past I guess year and a bit now, and I'm very comfortable with him. We have built this connection that I haven't really been able to build with any other producers. And as great as they all are and whatever, I just think we have this connection and we have this style that we both enjoy.
Cool. So I saw in your bio you've described Untold Secrets as sort of a turning point for you. Wanted to
Yes.
maybe have you go off on that a little bit.
Yes. So I wrote that song as soon as like the pandemic started. And it served for me as this way of, everyone was stuck inside, right? So for a while, I thought that maybe it was symbolizing me being stuck and everyone else being stuck. And I never really fully figured out what I wanted the song to mean and what I wanted it to sound like and whatever. So I kind of just scrapped it at the end of 2020. I was like, eh, whatever. It's just another song that I wrote and not releasing, shocking. So I released a body of work instead called The Truth, and kind of just served as a way of me being thankful to everyone that listens to my music and kind of making them wait till I can finally put a body of work together that I'm fully confident with. So come beginning of 2022, I was looking through my notes and I have all my written songs there, and I was like struggling to come up with any song ideas. So I just went into my notes and saw Untold Secrets, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this one. So I went back to it and decided like maybe I can make this something more than just a scrapped song. So I went back to it, and again, I couldn't really finish it. I was kind of like, oh, like I hate this song, but I'll get rid of it. And then I woke up in the middle of one night and just in a panic, in fear, like I was like, for some reason, I was like, I feel like I lost myself. Like, I feel like I lost my love for music. Like, I just, whatever. And then I came back to the song again and I was like, okay, I'm finishing it this time. So I went to the piano. I can't really play the piano, but I kind of just messed around with a few chords that I do know. And I finished the song finally. And I was extremely grateful and happy. And I was like, oh my God, finally. Like, I was finally able to finish a song. And it took me a while to realize what the true meaning of that song was. And then I was finally able to come to terms with it was the fact that I was feeling stuck in my own body and feeling stuck and lost with my own sexuality. And it eventually led me to come to terms with the fact that I was bisexual and able to express that with the world. So the song really had like a large turning point for me. And I was able to use it as a way to come out to my family, to everyone that listens to my music. And
Oh,
I'm
really?
so thankful that I was able to do it through the music.
Yeah. How was the
Yeah.
reception? You get a lot of support?
Yes, I did mostly support,
Great.
especially from my family, thankfully.
Awesome.
But there is trolls, and I've learned to
Course.
ignore that slash make fun of
Yeah.
it. Everyone has their different ways of coping, and I
Perfect.
think everyone should just love who they want to love.
Yeah,
So yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, what was the inspiration behind your latest single, Get You Through?
So, Get You Through is my newest song. And the inspiration behind it was I was in a relationship and I never really understood the concept of loving myself before loving somebody else. And I didn't realize how hard that was, how hard it is to love someone else when you don't love yourself, you know? And
Right.
I wanted to write a song where it feels like it's not about self-love, but it is. And I think at the end of the day, it's just so important to. Like at the end of the day, you can only re really rely on yourself, right? And for a while, I was relying on someone else for my own happiness. And it's not a healthy thing to have because you need to love yourself. And at the end of the day, you're the one that has your back. And once we called it off and broke up, whatever, I became lost again. And I was like, what is like, I don't know what love is. I don't know what self-love is. I don't know how to be this independent person, and because I just lost it all because I was so focused on loving somebody else. So that's kind of what the song really means to me. And people may take that interpretation differently, and it's kind of what I love about music. Like everyone has their own interpretation of the song. But yeah, I think it's really just a self-love song for me.
Well, you definitely have a lot of themes lyrically that I think a lot of people can relate with across the world.
And that's all I hope for when making music.
Do you have like a certain kind of approach to Writing?
Nothing specifically, I would say. I kind of just write whatever's on my mind that day. But I do like to do it mostly on my own, if you consider that an approach.
Yeah.
I like to have my voice and pretty much my voice only. Sometimes I'll have a few people just do a few edits for me and help me out with a few things. But
Yeah.
I do like to do it on my own, and I like to be in my room, and I like to be in the zone, and it's like a late night type vibe for me.
Yeah.
Just very simple, very quiet, and yeah, that's when I'm most inspired, is at like 2 in the morning. Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on sort of the difference between releasing an album versus releasing singles?
I do. I have a lot of thoughts on that, actually.
Yeah.
For a while, I was so focused on finishing this album and finishing this project, first body of work, whatever. And I came to this realization that, like, first of all, I'm way too much of a perfectionist and way too much of like someone that starts hating everything they already made. So for me to build a body of work of, whatever, 10 songs, almost impossible. Like, it's so hard for me to do that. But yeah, I was so focused on just making this album and pushing out this album that I kind of forgot the importance of singles. And I think now, especially with in our day and age, like, albums aren't appreciated as much as they should be. And people only really focus on the hits and the singles and the ones that most people listen to, and they don't really listen to a full album start to finish and appreciate the words that people put out into this world. Especially because people's attention spans are so horrible now with, all these short videos. So I think, TikTok and YouTube Shorts and all that stuff has kind of taken over our attention spans, and I don't think they have the patience to listen to a 40-minute album. So I think the importance of singles right now is just the move right now. So that's kind of what I've been pushing right now. But I still do want to release an album at some point.
Are you working on some recording now?
Yeah, so I'm working on a song which is very different from what I've done before. And I've kind of, teased that a little bit on social media, but I'm doing a EDM collaboration with an unknown artist, which is I'm excited for. I've never really dived into that world. So yeah, but apart from that, as in terms of my solo stuff, yes, I'm currently recording. I'm finishing up my EP and hopefully getting out by the summer, hopefully.
Cool. What's the music scene like in Toronto, or is there are there many places to go out and perform or anything like that?
So there is quite a few, and I've been blessed with several opportunities, and there's a lot of talented people in Toronto, and I've worked with some great people here, and so many people have come out of Toronto, The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, many
Right.
more to name. But yeah, there's just so much going on here. It's kind of like a mini Times Square, I like to call it. Like, you
Yeah.
walk to the center, and there's like, the whole Spotify billboard and all that. So there's lots of opportunities here, which I'm grateful for.
Cool. So, have you done any touring at all, or are you planning on doing that in the future?
I haven't yet, but I'd love to at some point. I love the idea of performing the songs that I've worked so hard on. And I'm hoping once I have a few more songs in the world that I'm very confident with, that I'll be able to do the tour, the whole touring thing.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it. So hopefully when I get this EP out, I can plan something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Definitely takes a lot of time and
Oh
energy.
yeah. So I've heard.
Yeah. What kind of stuff are you into when you're not making music?
So I'm a big video gamer. Which some people might call me a nerd, but
Don't know.
I think it's pretty cool. But I just love to hang out with my family. I love to be with my friends. Very simple stuff. I don't need much to be happy, thankfully. But yeah, I love to travel. I love to do all that stuff. So when I'm not making music, I'm usually gaming with friends or my family or traveling.
Nice.
So yeah.
And just curious, what are you listening to these days, music-wise?
Ooh, listening to so much of goddamn.
I know it's a
I never
tough question.
I'm horrible at picking favorites. Like,
Yeah.
one thing about me. I'm terrible picking favorites. But right now I am loving Jeremy Zucker. Always have loved him. I think he's great. Great writer. Very underappreciated in the industry. The Weeknd, of course, always. And I just recently went to the SZA concert, which was incredible. She's incredible. The new album I love. So nice. I'd say right now that's about sums up what I'm listening to.
Cool. All right. Well, do you have anything that I missed that you might want to plug a little bit?
That I might want to plug? I don't think so. But do cool. Listen to my new song, Get You Through, on all platforms.
Yeah.
It's just the start of what's to come. So I'm very excited for that.
Awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks, Dylan. Right.
Of course. Thank you. Take Have care. A good one.
You too.
Bye.
All right. That was singer-songwriter Dylan LaFave. Thanks again, Dylan, for coming on the show. It's great talking with you. Make sure to go check out his new single, Get You Through, wherever you listen to music. And then go back and check out his other track, Untold Secrets. So I have some new music coming out as well. It's actually going to be my first solo EP. And I'm pretty excited about it. I've had the pleasure of working with some of my really great musician friends on it. I have my good friend Alex Agudelo, who's been playing all the keys. And my good friend Drew Doyen. He's also my melancholy bandmate, playing all the drums. And I'm handling the guitar and vocals and bass. We also have a few special guests on there that I'm excited about. They have some new Cosmic Factory music in the works as well. And we're going to be coming out to the Troutstock Music Festival in Massachusetts, June 4th through the 6th. We have a few more exciting announcements coming soon. And then this week, Melancholy will be live at the News Cafe in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, with Wild Sundays, Douglas Brookfield, and Unk Punk. Just my good buddy Kyle Shelmer playing some punk covers. I hope to see you there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Sounds and Something Else. Sounds and Something Else is a Squatch Sounds podcast.